We're glad to have our brother back again, and I want to, before he starts, we're going to give like a five-minute report on what's happened this summer, and then he's got an exhortation for us from the Great Commission. But before we do that, I want to set the table and say we honor Jesus first and foremost, Amen. But we are thankful for brothers who sacrifice, who bear testimonies in the kingdom of God. And before, I want your hearts to kind of get ready for to receive from him, knowing that this is a brother who was rescued. If you didn't hear his testimony last time, we've got it online. I sent out again, but he was rescued from a village with no believers in the midst of Hindu worship with horrifying things going on. And Jesus rescued him, accepted him, as you say, and brought him up out of that. It's a powerful testimony. And he began to share the gospel and has spent his life doing that. But he also has taken beatings for the sake of the gospel. And that alone for me, I mean, not only has he got good theology and good Holy Spirit, love that. And he's good on mission. He's not trying to build churches. He's making disciples, which is awesome. That's what we're about. But he has bore the kickback of the enemy and been beaten multiple times. And I honor that in the kingdom. I want to honor it publicly. I've taken a couple, like I'll hear a word of criticism somebody said about me, you know, some little petty little thing. And I'm like, and I wiggle under it for a little while and get through it and get better. But it's nothing compared to what's happened here. This is the real stuff. And so I just appreciate you being here. You come here bearing the gospel and bearing the marks of the gospel. And we're so glad you're here, brother. And so let's receive what our brother has to say to us. First of all, you want to give a bit of report here. About, and we're going to do a prayer for India. Since he's been here last, we have some pictures here. Picture number one.
I praise God for the wonderful chance. I was last May here learning a lot of truths from Sam. And after I went back to my place, I was inspired by the Holy Spirit to spend the money, the blessings I received here for the disciples. So we have nearly 10 movements in different places. We call disciple multiplication movements. So I invited the key leaders. We had 4 days training and fellowship in the truth about Jesus and Holy Spirit and kingdom things on 12th June to 15th June. So these are the people, they were learning the truth, and they are going into different villages. They are making disciples generation by generation. Then we had a 23 hours Bible study on Revelation, Jesus kingdom, 1,000 years rule, end times. So I learned so much from Sam McVeigh last time. So I was passionate to teach my key people. They are the core group I have, and we spent continually without sleeping 23 hours digging the truth, and we were just praying prophetically for the kingdom to come.
23 hours. We said it over there at the other service in Wichita. We're going to schedule a 23-hour Bible study. We'll let you know it's in September, and you can come, okay?
So we spent another 1 hour for eating and other things. So then after that, we had a disciple multiplication training in a place called Thiruvannamalai. And we are training like at some 22 missionaries. It's like 5 modules training. We have been training them. They would get training and they will go back and reach villages, work for 3 months. Then they will come back. So we trained them on disciple making and obeying the Great Commission. We had a great time, and we had a then after that, we had a baptism service. So my family, we made one family as disciples. So there is, I'm standing on my right side, a yellow color sari, my wife, and the blue color, my daughter, Ida Harlett, and other boy is the son and the mother and the daughter. So there, one family and my daughter, we baptized 4 people. The last one is Catherine, who is from Houston team, our another team, disciple-making team. So we were teaching them on Jesus. And last 1 year, we have been making them disciples. So now they confessed. They accepted Jesus. We were baptized them. Every Tuesday, we do disciple making in a clothes shop. Every Sunday evening, we go into different villages, make disciples. Every Sunday afternoon, 3 to 5, we have Bible studies. So we are just in Jesus' business, kingdom advancing. We are bringing God's rule on earth in villages and remote places. Then we had a mission trip. As we gathered in my town for 4 days for fellowship and prayer, the Holy Spirit moved us to go to reach a mountain place called Jawadu Hills. There are more than 70 villages, no proper roads, no hospitals, and some places no schools, and they don't have power, electric power. There are very rough roads. So We all disciples, I selected 12 disciples from various places, our people who are doing movements. So they whole night travel and they came to a place called Vellore down, and we gathered in the early morning. We took a truck of one of our disciples, and I spent all the money for this mission. So we went to the mountain, traveling many hours. Then we dropped the truck. We were walking for miles together to reach the village. And we carried our water and food, because once I went last time, I got sick with typhoid. I was suffering for 1 year. I just been 2 days in the mountain place, but I was suffering for 1 year. So this time we were very cautious to water and food. So we were just standing in the street preaching and singing and attracting people. Then people knew that we came there. So we sent them. I had 12 disciples. I sent them 2 by 2 into all the houses, more than 50 houses, I think. So we just met everybody. We shared gospel on that particular day. Within a day, we met 10 disciples. Like 7 people newly accepted Jesus, and there were 3 believers who knew already Jesus. We prayed for them, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And it was a great thing, and we planned to go every month by bus or by walking or by bike. So I expect you, and I request you to pray for the hills. There are more than 60 villages, no church and no missionary, no ministry. So we are continually going there. God has been doing multi blessings and multi jobs there. God has been multiplying disciples.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I thank you for all your prayers and supports and coordinations and encouragements.
Some of you gave money and he sowed it into that. And if you were on the prayer text request, we have the immediate prayer kind of thing. And he sent me in a message and said, we're heading up into the mountains. And we sent out that text in real time for you to be praying for what they were doing. So I wanted him to give a report about that and how the Lord was blessing. Let's pray for India at the end.
Yes.
He's going to share now an exhortation for us from the Great Commission.
And this is the Bible study we do on Sunday. And even we are also reaching other nations, neighboring nations like Bangladesh, Nepal, Bhutan. I have been going 4 years to Sri Lanka. This is the training we do in Sri Lanka. My friend Lenin and Kamal, they are doing missionary training. So we prayed over our leaders and we are training those people for 1 year. And every week they go for evangelism. So this is all to exalt Jesus. So announce Jesus. To set up Jesus' kingdom. I am kingdom partner. I am kingdom worker. So the missional supremacy of the Great Commission and the supremacy of Jesus. That's what I want to share this morning. I would like to read Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So here we see 3 things. The first thing is the authority of Jesus. The second thing is the responsibility given by Jesus. The third thing is the security promised by Jesus. The authority, the responsibility, the security. The authority is reminding of who Jesus is. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the way. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the only Savior. He is the only Savior who can save us from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and the presence of sin. All who believed in Jesus, all who received the grace of God through Holy Spirit, knowing Jesus, are forgiven permanently. Wholesale forgiveness. Completely we are forgiven. No more condemnation. No more hell. No more penalty. Jesus rescued us from the sinful nature, from the hell, from the penalty. So we are saved. We are saved from the penalty of sin. Or we are being saved by the power of sin, the world, the sinful nature, Satan. These are the enemies we have, but Jesus is saving us every day. Every day we are being saved. We will be saved from the presence of sin. There would be no more Satan, no more world system, no more physical body. We would be resurrected or transformed. We would be completely saved. So Jesus is the only Savior. Jesus is the only Lord. If you do not believe in Jesus, this is the right time to believe in Jesus. If you believe Jesus, let us praise Jesus. We are completely saved. We are perfectly saved. He is the Savior and He is the King. He is going to come and rule the nation. That's the word authority explains. He has got all the authorities on heaven and on earth. As it was in the beginning, heavens and earth together, it is going to be again heavens and together. And Jesus Christ is going to rule us 1,000 years literally on this world. He's going to make a global invasion and bringing the nation together and bringing them under his rule. And he's going to eternally rule us. I believe Jesus may come in our generation. Amen. I'm waiting to see Jesus and to be transformed. I don't want to die and resurrect again. I want to be transformed and rule with Jesus. You are kings of Jesus. I am king of Jesus and he's the king of heaven. He is the judge, the supreme judge. He is going to judge the people. All those who do not believe in Jesus would be judged. Even if you go to church regularly, even if you do the ceremonies, even if you are born in Christian family, if you don't believe Jesus, if you do not know Jesus, if you did not receive Jesus, if you are not possessed by Jesus, if you don't have Jesus, you will be judged. So the good news is Jesus is saving us. At the same time, the terrible news, and he's going to judge us. And the judgment includes rewarding of Jesus. He would reward us for the prayers, for the pain, for the support of the missions. For everything that you did for Jesus, you would be rewarded. The judgment includes punishment for the unbeliever and the rewards to the believer. So Jesus is giving two baptisms. One is he is baptizing us with the Holy Spirit. That is the salvation, saving us. And he is the one who is going to baptize with fire, which is the judgment. So the authority is very important. We have to understand the authority of Jesus, the supremacy of Jesus, who Jesus is. When you really understand Jesus, it's not human knowledge. It's not taught in the Bible college. It's not in the book. It's purely by the divine revelation of the Holy Spirit. It's revelation. Even you cannot get in some of the churches if you go regularly. You have to call upon the Lord, ask Jesus, and he reveals you. He initiates things. So if you are really knowing Jesus, you would love Jesus. You would live for Jesus. We are the pure virgin bride of Jesus. So as much as we know Jesus, so much we are devoted to Jesus. The pure devotion. The perfect devotion. The pure devotion, the perfect devotion would be seen, exhibited, shown in the mission. If you understand the supremacy of Jesus, you would also understand the missional supremacy of his great commission. So all who love Jesus would be involved in missions, in ministry. That's why we have here equipping ministry. This is not another church. This is not another organization. This is not another institution. This is not Christian religion. This is all about Christ. It's all about Jesus, knowing Jesus, loving Jesus, learning Jesus, living in Jesus, leading people into Jesus. If you love Jesus, you will lead people to Jesus. As much as you love, so much you will lead people into Jesus. So the second thing is the responsibility given by Jesus. We are all equal. We are equal in respect, but we are different in responsibilities. All who received Jesus are given gifts. Spiritual gifts, a measure of anointing, different callings. Jesus Christ is the head. We are all part and parcel of the body. We, each one of us, have a different role and different call, and we all together build the one and only kingdom of Jesus, the Son of God, the 100% man, the 100% God, God man, the Son of Man. So, the missional supremacy of Jesus. Commission is to go. It is not to come every Sunday. It's good to come on every Sunday. Please come regularly and be equipped. And we have got wonderful man of God, Sam McKay Jr. I have been learning lots of truths. And he is the richest person in the truth in having Jesus, I can say in Kansas. And I am one among the richest person in truth in India. So keep coming. But Christianity is also going out, reaching out, reaching the unreached, training the untrained. So Jesus has commanded us to go. Are you going? How many of you are going? I believe, I pray that Jesus would send you from today. Already there are some people are going. So you have to pray for the people, those who are going, but you have to personally go. The pure devotion to Jesus, the person Jesus, would be seen in the mission, in obedience to the commission of Jesus Christ. So we all need to go. We have to go. You have to go. Jesus would send you. You may go to your neighbors. You may go to your friends. You may go to the next street. You may go to the other town. You may go to the unreached places, maybe other states. Maybe some of you go to other nations. God has called us to reach the nations. And Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, it says, people from all tribes, all tongues, all nations would sing the new song. They are the kingdom people. That is the prophecy given for the end time. It is going to be fulfilled. And it is our responsibility. It is your responsibility. It is the church responsibility. That is why we have equipping ministry to disciple the church. After discipling church, we are sending the church into the nations. Nations means, it doesn't exactly mean that different nations. Nations means, the Greek word is ethnos, which means people groups. A group of people, a group of community which share the same culture, same behaviorism, same values, and they live in the same kind. So within a particular state in America, within United States, there are thousands of people groups. Everyone has different belief system. Everyone has different behaviorism. Everyone has different philosophies. There are thousands of hundreds of religions in terms of philosophy and understanding and freedom. So they set up a, they are coming new people groups in US. So you are called to reach people groups, nations. So you have nations within your town. You have nations within your village. You have nations within your street. You have nations within your college, within your schools. So Jesus has commanded us, commissioned us, called us, and he has blessed us with the Holy Spirit and giftings and anointings. It's a blessing. It's not something that I have to do. If I don't do, oh, it's something we are privileged to do. Privileged to do. So let us go. And the purpose of going is to make disciples. Make disciples. It is not to make members. It's not to make a committee. It's not to make leaders. It is to make disciples. Disciple is the person who is spirit transformed, who is fully transformed by the Spirit and by the Word of God, and daily follower of Jesus, carrying his own cross, the cross reminding of the portion that you have to do for God. The purpose God has set up in your life, the plan God has set up in your life, the very purpose why God sent you in this world. So we have to carry that cross. Jesus says, you have to carry your own cross. Everyone has to carry his own cross, the portion of God, the purpose of God, the plan of God in our life. So let us go on mission. Let us go and reach nations. Jesus would send you. Jesus is going to send you to the families, to the streets, to the unreached parts. Some of you may go to different nations, Asian countries, African countries, European countries. Some of you would be sent by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, to go as missionaries and stay permanently in some nations, in some other countries. Some of you may go and come and keep going and coming, and some of you may go on mission into different nations. I believe and prophesy that this crowd, the small crowd which is sitting here, would be sent by Jesus, would be commissioned by Jesus, and we are going to reach the nations. This is the people, these are the people who are blessed to reach nations. When God called Abraham, he blessed him that you would be a blessing for nations. I believe our brother Sam McVeigh Jr. is being called by God as God called Abraham. He's a blessing for nations. And I request you, I encourage you to pray for him, support him, cooperate with him. And he's going to be a blessing for nations. He's going to visit nations. He's going to send missionaries to nations. He's going to bring nations together. And he's going to train the nations. So let us go on mission and make disciples. And it says all nations. All the authority person has given all of us to go and reach all the nations. And I want to remind you three things, that Jesus is the global king. Global king. And he has given us the global commission. And the global commission is to go and reach the globe. It's a global mission. It's not only the mission for Wichita or El Dorado and Kansas and for United States, it's for the nations, all the nations. So the Holy Spirit was reminding me 2 days back about the grains of wheat. People, those who are seated here, we are the grains of wheat. All true disciples are like the grains of wheat. We did not choose Jesus. Jesus chose us. We did not decide to accept Jesus. Jesus decided to accept us. That's what I personally believe in. John chapter 15, 16, it says, I have chosen you so that you would go and bear fruits and remain in that. So that whatever you ask the Father, it will be given unto you. So we are chosen by Jesus. We are chosen to be sent to go on mission to bear fruits and continue to bear fruits or remaining in bearing fruits or multiply fruits. So we are the grains of wheat. See, the grains are there in some place. It has the capacity, quality, anointing and everything to be planted, to bring forth life, to bear fruit. But unless and until the grains are taken and shown into the field, it will never bear fruit. So unless and until you pray to the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit and receive the revelation or personal guidance about your mission, your personal mission, to go and reach a people group, you cannot bear fruit. Someone said, every true disciple is a missionary and every unbeliever is a mission field. Let me repeat, every Christian, every true disciple is a missionary and every unsaved person, unbeliever is a mission field. You have to love Jesus. You are loving Jesus. I know that's why you are here and you are listening to me. And you have to obey the Holy Spirit. Pray. Spend time in prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask Him where to go, what to do, and how to do. He will show you. And we have to obey and go. And we have to be gone. We have to be thrown into the field. We have to be sown, planted into the field. Unless and until the grain. John chapter 12, 24 says, truly, truly I say you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. 1 Corinthians 15, 36 says, you foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. So, the grain has to be prepared. That is what we are doing on Sundays here, equipping and encouraging you. And it has to be planted. It should not remain there. It should be gone to the field. It should be planted there. It should be shown there and it's dying, losing itself. We have a great identity in Christ, but that is not for our selfishness. That is to fulfill the purpose of God, bringing the rule of Jesus, extending His government. So as you are growing, as you are going and making disciples, as you are reaching the nations, you are being planted. You are dying for yourself. You are carrying the cross. You are extending the kingdom. You are bringing the rule of Jesus. So are you ready to go? Are you ready to die? Are you ready to carry the cross? Are you ready to reach the nations? Are you ready to be sown into the field? And it has to die. We have to lose our blessings. You have to lose our selfishness. We have to deny ourselves. The seed, the grain is planted there and it's permanent there. It never comes back. It is losing itself. Let us lose us. Let us lose us in Jesus. Let Jesus be sown. Let Jesus be seen. Let Jesus be extended. Let us be decreased. Let Him be increased as we are committing ourselves. So I would like to encourage you to list out unreached people groups in your places, in the nations, and pray for them specifically. And I also encourage Sam McVeigh Jr. to keep on calling you, challenging you to go on missions and equip you. And if somebody is committing, somebody is surrendering himself to go on mission, let us build them, let us support them, let us pray over them, let us send them, let us help them to go and reach their nations. And also, we request you to pray for Indian ministries and other nation ministry we are doing in India. So, I want to conclude with five blessings. The authority of Jesus shows who Jesus is, and the responsibility given to us shows that we should go and make disciples of all nations. But when we do that, we have fivefold blessings. See, it is not that you should go to a theological training and you should get 1 week training or 1 month training. You should be certified or anointed or appointed, getting identity card, and you should have a kind of board and nothing. Nothing. You are already priest, royal priesthood, and holy nation. We are the priest. We, everyone who are sitting here, are priest. We have got the anointing, got the blessing, God, the gifts, everything already in us. As you go, you would see how God is using you. The gift would be operating. The anointing would be seen. So there are five blessings. Jesus said, if you go and make disciples, baptize them, teach them all what I taught, I will be with you. Jesus is not going to leave you alone. Never fear about the community, people groups, nations, oppositions, persecutions, different stories. Jesus promised that not even a hair will fall down without the purpose of God, without the will of the Father. No one can harm us until God permits. When God permits, He protects us. So, there are five blessings if you obey to go, if you obey to pray for nations, if you obey to support and give for nations, if you are being a part of disciple nations, equipping ministries to reach the nation, to train internationals, there are five blessings. Let me conclude with these five blessings. Jesus would be with you. The presence of Jesus. What we need more than Jesus? The presence of Jesus. As you go on mission, as you pray for the nations, as you support these disciple nations, presence of Jesus would be with you. Jesus would be with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. Second thing is the power of Jesus. When you go and share gospel, you will see the power. You don't need to go and see a prophet and a big TV preacher and apostle or somebody somewhere and get trained under him and expecting him to lay his hands on you. Nothing. Just get up and go on mission. Obey the Holy Spirit. Obey the Holy Spirit. Just get out. Go on mission. See somebody. Just smile at somebody. Just touch them. Just share. Jesus loves you. Jesus came for you. Jesus died for you. Jesus rose again. Jesus ascended into heaven. Jesus would come again. Jesus is the way, truth, life. Just speak this. That's all. Just all about you know Jesus. Just share. All that you experience, share Jesus. Share your testimony. Share what happened to you. That's all. You will see powerful things happening. Miracles happening. Wonders happening. You would rule the nations. And the power of Jesus would be with you. And the provision of Jesus. Never worry about, I don't have this, I don't have that. How can I go? I do not know how to speak. I don't know how to do. Just go. Everything will be given unto you. All your needs. I have been sharing Jesus from my 14th age. I have been into the ministry full time for more than 21 years. God has been gracious and faithful to me to provide everything I need. I never prayed for my personal needs, and He has been providing me. How many of you believe Jesus will provide everything? We have everything in Jesus. He's more than enough. And He would bless you. He would provide you whatever you need. If you are on the mission. If you are fulfilling the Great Commission. If you are making disciples. We are not doing a church. We are being the church. We are on mission. And as you are going, never worry about opposition, persecution, bad people, Satan, evil power. God will protect us. Jesus will protect us. He has been protecting me. It is a great privilege to suffer for Christ. I prayed once, last May, I think. Lord, give me the privilege to be a martyr for you, to be beheaded for you. Anyway, I'm going to die. If I have to die, let me die for you. Let me live for you. Let me die for you. I cannot choose that. It's a privilege I consider. So, let us suffer for Christ. At the same time, He would protect us from evil things, evil person. And finally, He would bless us. He would promote us. What I mean here, He would lift you up. The more you commit yourself for the mission, the more He will bless you and lift you up. So, let us enjoy the presence and power, provision, protection and promotion of Jesus. as we know the supremacy of Jesus, to give Jesus. May God bless you and continue to pray for us.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's
thank you.
Excellent. Can we all stand? And we're going to, I would like for Shan McGum to pray for his nation, who we believe is 80% unreached.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or you think it's more or less?
Yeah, it's more.
80%. Okay, 80% at least. And so we're going to pray for that. And so if you don't mind grabbing a hand next to you, if you feel comfortable doing that, just praise as a sign Lord. Of our agreement. And just pray for your nation and yeah. pray for, is this, I think it's still working. Go ahead. Yeah. Let's pray for India. 1.3 billion people that need reached. Yeah.
Father God, we come to thy throne. In the name of Jesus, once again, in one accord as the church. Lord, all that you decide, all that you think and plan would be happening, O Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we know that you have sent us into this world with a purpose to disciple nations, to go on mission, to show Jesus. Lord, we have known Jesus, we have received Jesus. We are experiencing his blessings. Help us to show Jesus.
Yes.
And help us to show the seeds, the words. Lord, particularly we pray for the unreached nations.
Yep.
And this time we especially pray for India. Lord, 80% of the people, millions of people are not saved of God. There are more than 600,000 villages are not saved. No churches, no missionaries. Lord, we pray for India, that you would rule India. Let your kingdom come in India.
Yes.
Let your kingdom and rule and blessings and peace come in every village of India. Into every families of India. Lord, you raise thousands and hundreds of missionaries. You raise thousands and hundreds of people who would pray for these missionaries. Support these missionaries. And Lord, you call these people. I know that you are speaking to these people and you are calling them. We all pray together. Whoever you want to send to the nations, whomever you want to send to India, you send them, O Lord. Lord, we want to see India belongs to Jesus. India is belonging to Jesus. Jesus ruling India. Jesus, come and rule India. Let your will be done in India, in Indian villages, as it is being done in heaven, O God. Lord, let your glory, let your majesty, let your power be seen and shown to the Indian people, O God. Lord, I surrender once again myself. Take me to places wherever you want me to take, O God. Lord, we believe. We confess that India would be saved.
Yes.
India would become Christian nation. And Christians, disciples will rule India nation on behalf of Jesus as the king. Lord, you would be the king of kings in India, O God. Jesus, we expect you to come in our days, O God.
Yes.
We pray for all the unreached people group, unengaged people groups, villages, and the missionaries working in India. Bless them, O Lord. Protect them, O Lord. Let your presence be with them. Power be with them. Provision be with them. Protection be with them. Promote them, O Lord. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. Jesus, we pray that you would use us for your glory, for expanding your kingdom, to extending your ruling.
Yes.
What a privilege to be your priest, O God.
Yeah.
And we are your sons and daughters. And you have anointed us and gifted us with blessings, Lord, to multiply, to be fruitful, to fill, to subdue, to rule. Let this original commandment, Genesis 1:28, be fulfilled in and through each and every day of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm so thankful for this grain of wheat that is giving his life away and for it to be multiplied. Just join with me as we close for a blessing. Father, in Jesus' name, bless Shan McGum. Bless his family. Bless his wife. His daughter, he's gone 50-something days training leaders here in Keystone the next month. Lord, bless him. Bless his time, bless his provision. And Lord, watch over his heart and his soul, his body. And we just thank you for his mission.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, pray for your glory to advance through him. Thank you for his taking time to share with us, to invest. I pray these seeds would go into good soil and produce 30, 60, and 100-fold
yes,
for the glory of your name. Thank you for touching India, America, the nation.